In other words, when you offer discipline that goes against what they really want to do, if they really want to do it, they will find a way to do it, and they will just get good at you not knowing they're doing it. But you can't compete with the call of source. In other words, so much of what you think is bad behavior because it doesn't match maybe what you as a parent would ask of them is often not a rebellion at all. In other words, it's one thing when a child is acting out in rebellion. That is an upstream thing for them. But so much of what they're wanting to do is just their natural calling toward their evolving being, you see. And parents and teachers and those who come before are often so aware of all of the things that could go wrong that they want to deprive their children of all of the fun. Esther and Jerry had the fun of going to Club Hal to see where their grandchildren would play occasionally. And the ship was really rocking and rolling the day they were there, and Esther could not help but notice the big heavy doors that were into all of the compartments and so many places. It looked like a sort of hard and sterile place to play. She would rather her grandchildren are playing on rubber mats and padded walls in sawdust piles, and she would like a feathered nest for them. And so when she saw all of the potential places for them to get hurt, it bothered her. And she would have liked to have said, "Don't play there. It looks harsh." But she minded her own business, with her mouth anyway, and managed to hold back her resistance. And then Kate fell and bit her lip. And it's significant, although if you see her, don't look at it. Kate would not want you to look at it. She has not looked at it, really. And then Esther thought, I knew it. And we said, "And you would have deprived that darling girl of all of the fun that she has had at Club Hal for the sake of one little bitten lip?" Way more fun than one little spill. In other words, and we would say that about anything that you can think of. As you restrict yourself out of an attitude of danger, you prevent yourself from the possibility of so much expansion. It really goes to the heart. Sometimes people will say, "But Abraham, if I am pure positive energy, why in the world would I be born into an environment of contrast? Why would I subject myself to even the potential of an unpleasant moment or life?" And we say, because your understanding of the expansion and your desire for it is so much more. And anyway, you knew you'd have a guidance system and that you could have it all. That you could have the contrast, which would give you the expansion, which would give you the guidance, which would give you the awareness of the calling, so that anything that you want would evolve, you see. And so we want you to understand, it's really a simple rule of thumb. Just ask yourself, in everything that you are asking of your children or your grandchildren or children in general, as the basis of your question is coming forth, am I standing in a protective stance? Because if you are, you're upstream every time. Because every time you feel protective, you're not trusting the stream, you're not trusting the child, you're not trusting their source, you're not trusting their relationship, you are focused in opposition, and it is that very thing that causes the guardedness, that causes the separation, that causes the things that go wrong to begin with, you see.
Well, like if you have a little child and he's going to run out into the street, you wouldn't just let him do that. You'd have to pull him back. You know, you just...
We would not let him do that. We would always offer the action that would keep him in his place of well-being. Right. But there is so much variance between showing the child to come this way rather than that way and teaching him about the street. There's a big difference between that and all of the picky little do's and don'ts that are thrust at them. Because what happens in the... here is what it really comes down to. If you are a very guarded guardian... Oh, what a name. If you are a very guarded guardian and you seek to get the attention of whoever it is you are trying to guard, the one message